Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Caroline, and for the next 10 weeks, this show will report and discuss Canadian and international political news and why they all pertain to us here in the Eastern Townships, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. For today's episode, we will focus on the appointment of Amira El-Gawabi as Canada's first special representative to combat Islamophobia and all the controversy surrounding it. We will also take a moment to commemorate the 6th anniversary of the Quebec's mosque attack. Let us begin. On January 26th, Justin Trudeau announced the appointment of a new federal representative put in place to fight Islamophobia, journalist and human rights activist Amira El-Gawabi. The purpose of the new role was to advance respect for equity, inclusion, and diversity in Canada, said the Prime Minister in a statement following the announcement. He also explained that the main goal of the representative was to build bridges between the community and the government in order to progress in the fight against Islamophobia. El-Gawabi's work is focused around promoting inclusion and equity. In 2001, she graduated from Ottawa's Carleton University with a degree in journalism and law. Since then, she has worked for many organizations, including the National Council of Canadian Muslims and the National Security Transparency Advisory Group. As a freelance journalist, she wrote columns for the Toronto Star, CBC News, and many more. Now, ever since the announcement, backlash and controversy are surrounding the affair. First of all, here in the Quebec province, state officials and citizens have been very vocal about El-Gawabi's past. To be specific, in 2019, she co-wrote an opinion piece harshly criticizing Bill 21. The act regarding the laicity of the state. This law prohibits certain public employees like teachers and policemen from wearing religious symbols, including the headscarf or the hijab. In the Ottawa Citizen Journal, she declared that the bill had an anti-Muslim sentiment and it was thus discriminatory. She also mentioned that the majority of Quebecers are guided by this anti-Muslim sentiment rather than the law itself. Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet took to Twitter to express his reaction towards the events. Finding fault in Trudeau, he said that El-Gawabi's views were more divisive than unifying. Blanchet requested a meeting with the new representative straight after because, quote, she does not know Quebec, end quote. Jean-François Roberge, Quebec's Minister of the French Language, was another official to react strongly to her past claims. Roberge demanded for the representative to be either fired by the federal government or for her resignation. And as anticipated, Premier François Legault wished for the same thing. The main argument that is being defended by these state officials and other Quebec citizens is that they assume that the human rights activist discourse, notably in her 2019 op-ed about the province, is rather oppressive and disruptive. They find the situation contradictory. The official put in place to advance inclusion and diversity in Canada has had such harsh views towards one of its provinces. El-Gawabi also criticized Canada's link with the monarchy. On March 13, 2021, in the Toronto Star column, she wrote that it was, quote, one of the most powerful symbols of racial oppression, end quote. And she was also advocating for the removal of the British monarch as head of the state. Moreover, in another column for the same journal, she claimed that Canada Day was associated with, quote, dominant European Judeo-Christian storytelling, end quote. The federal opposition, the Conservative Party of Canada, also had a thing to say about Ms. El-Gawabi. Leader Pierre Poilievre posted on Twitter January 27th, open quote, Trudeau again chooses to divide Canadians by appointing someone who has made anti-Quebec, anti-Jewish, and anti-police remarks. He must appoint someone who can unite all of us in the fight against racism and Islamophobia. End quote. I think that it's important to mention that these events all happened days before the 6th anniversary of the mosque shooting, where on January 29th in 2017, an armed man entered the Islamic Culture Center of Quebec City during the evening prayer. He ended up killing 6 people and 5 people were seriously injured. So last week, the community held a remembrance ceremony to commemorate the victims. The Prime Minister and El Gouabi were present during the ceremony. Premier Legault was not. Now coming back to the initial story. Ensuing the reaction of the public and the political actors mentioned before, Justin Trudeau first declared that he was not pleased with the past comments of Ms. El Gouabi. For that matter, he demanded for her to clarify her position and her comments about the Quebec province. However, the Prime Minister reiterated his support for the representative. Quote, I understand that dealing with Islamophobia will require important and sometimes difficult conversations. But we need someone who is knowledgeable, who is deeply grounded, and I know that she's the right person. End quote. He said to reporters outside the parliament. He also proclaims that she is a very well-known person in the community and that she knows the reality of Muslim Canadians. She is well equipped to foster understanding, appreciation, and inclusion of cultural differences in the country. Hence, after the push from Trudeau and other politicians, Amira El Gouabi tweeted on January 27th, quote, I don't believe that Quebecers are Islamophobic. My past comments were in reference to a poll on Bill 21. I will work with partners from all provinces and regions to make sure we address racism head-on. End quote. After, on February 1st, she attended a meeting with Yves-François Blanchet, the leader of the Parti Québécois in Quebec. They concluded to agree to disagree on Bill 21, but nevertheless, she stated that as a member of Canada's Muslim community, she knows what it's like to be stereotyped and she knows what it's like for people to have biases. She then understands that the words and the way that she said them might have hurt people in Quebec. On the other hand, there were some political actors and civil societies that showed support and approved of Trudeau's and Ms. El Gouabi. Co-workers and authors Scott Colby and Andrew Phillips tweeted their support of Trudeau's decision. Furthermore, during the last few days, 30 prominent Quebecers, including academics, activists, lawyers, and community leaders, signed a letter of support in the new representative. Human rights lawyer Julius Gray, one of the few who signed, said in an interview with CBC News, quote, civil debate is not just insisting on one's position and being angry, end quote. Another one of the signees, Sama El-Bieri, a member of the Canadian Council of Muslim Women, delivered her opinion on the controversy. She thinks El Gouabi's past comments were blown out of proportion and all this political debate is only turning the focus away from the original and most important task of the divisor, combat hatred and racism. This entire debate can make us wonder, is she really being criticized for her claims or is she only an opportunity to target a Muslim woman who is a public figure? Maybe a little bit of both. Because if we do a parallel with the controversy that happened with Legault's Minister of Immigration and Labour, Jean Boulet, the reactions have been quite different. Let us remember that Mr. Boulet declared in a press conference that 80% of immigrants going to Montreal did not speak French and did not work, which was, of course, false and not grounded on any numbers or facts. And to this day, Boulet still sits in the National Assembly of Quebec as the current Minister of Labour.
That is to say that it seems that for some politicians, a mere apology can satisfy the public, and for others, like Ms. El-Gawabi, it cannot. The only options proposed by those who oppose her have been the dismissal of her position or her resignation. In any case, until the latest news, Amira El-Gawabi is not resigning and the Liberal Party of Canada is not letting her go. Throughout all the debates, let's not forget the main focus of the appointment of this special advisor: working towards a more inclusive and respectful Canada for all Canadians, no matter what their religion or what they wear. To conclude, let us move closer to us here in the Eastern Townships. There are actually many institutions in place dedicated to the Muslim community. There is an association for Muslim students who are attending Sherbrooke University called the Muslim Association of the University of Sherbrooke. There's also the Cultural Islamic Association of Eastern Townships, who is recognized by federal and provincial governments as a non-profit organization dedicated to the Sherbrooke Muslim community. For example, they often participate in the distribution of food baskets during the Ramadan period. And a rather inspiring particular story made the headlines last year. It goes like this. Rita Bushlagim, a man who came to Sherbrooke 21 years ago, started a project for a Muslim burial ground in the region in 2015. 3 years later, him and the Cultural Association were able to buy a small site in Park Victoria with the agreement of the city. It finally opened in November 2021 following the help of fundraisers. In an interview with CBC News, Bushlagim said, quote, "Now Muslims who live here in Sherbrooke don't have to visit Montreal to lay flowers on a grave. It is an enormous gain, spiritually and emotionally," end quote. If you are ever interested in paying a visit to the cemetery, it is just beside Victoria Park on Dezoni Street here in Sherbrooke. It is called the Al-Rahman Muslim Cemetery of Estrie. That is it for the first episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ. I was your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed. I will see you all next week for another one. Thank you so much and have a great one.